You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do it. So I had an interesting exchange on a radio show. Somebody advised me to call in there and talk about the trafficking in Juneau. Because it was said that they were talking about the trafficking in Juneau. Because, in fact, there's child trafficking in Juneau. And I'm going to say that I was ill-advised. But it was still a great moment to get the word out there. Like, this is really going on, and this is where they're doing it. This is how they're doing it, you know? And this is who might be involved type of deals. So, in all fairness, you know, they weren't talking about trafficking in Juneau, but like I said, in all fairness of the person who was advising me to call in and talk about it, they kind of were hinting at it just a little bit, but not really. They may have even been doing it unintentionally, because the subject of what they were reading wasn't necessarily about trafficking in Juneau, but they hinted at the fact that some people would be upset by this report that they were reading because of the trafficking in Juneau and the people who are involved in the higher military ranks and blah, 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 right? So whenever we listen to this, I want you to hear the part where we're talking and he says that, he suggests that I was running for sheriff of Las Vegas to get information out of this Juneau trafficking stuff. No, I was really running for sheriff of Las Vegas. But before we get into that, I just want to thank the people at the Channel 650 Mike Porcaro News Show. I just want to thank them for even having me on, being so nice, and clearing things up for me, because, like I said, I was just advised to call, and I'm just doing my job. And so I think it was a great opportunity to get the word out there. So thank you for at least hearing me out on some of it. Thank you for the opportunity to address the child trafficking in Juneau to some of your fans. Thank you. And without further ado, here we are.
What I have for you here today is it's a bit disturbing, and I take no pleasure in reading it, but I did vet it. This is an affidavit from the state of Alaska executed in Juneau. And this is from Doreen M. Lorenz. And Doreen has a show. She works for Coastal Television. And has been a broadcaster for a long time. So Doreen is a pro. She's not somebody that just, you know, came into the state. I'm going to read the affidavit to you. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I, Doreen M. Lorenz, state upon oath or affirmation that the following facts are true to the best of my knowledge. Number one, I am an employee of Coastal Television and was the host of a produced ABC Daily show from 2013 to 2016. The show aired weekdays between 4 and 5 p.m. and was televised statewide live on ABC. The show focused on the positive opportunities, projects, and ideas that could be replicated, arts and entertainment, and casual get-to-know-yous through people running for office over tea. Number two. When I was interviewing Kathy Geisel on the show during the election season, she made an astonishing declarative statement that it was her belief that all UN peacekeeping forces, including Alaska troops, did was rape third world women. Her statement was to the effect of, this is a quote in her affidavit, our military is over there and they are not keeping the peace. All UN peacekeeping forces do is rape women in third world countries. That's an unquote. This statement was a tangential declaration, as we were not talking about UN peacekeeping forces or third world countries or rape. Number three, thinking that perhaps Senator Geisel misspoke or that I had heard her incorrectly, I asked her to clarify what she had said. And she then repeated her statement with a firm conviction. Knowing that a significant portion of our viewership were U.S. military members in Alaska who would likely be offended by these statements, I did something I had never done before and have not done since that occurred. I prematurely went to a commercial break and explained to Senator Geisel that the Alaska Daily Show focused on positive things and that this was to promote, this was a promise that we made to our viewers. While off the air, I explained to Senator Geisel that her comment and opinion was an inappropriate forum for the subject matter, and we mutually agreed on a new topic to take up after the break. Number five, I have not spoken with Senator Geisel about this since the event took place. This is signed by Doreen Lorenz, and it is notarized by S. Price. In Juneau, was signed on the fourth day of Alaska, 2020, and S. Price's the notary seal expires, the commission expires June 1, 2021.
So as you can see, they are not talking about child trafficking in Juneau. So, I don't know if this person is trying to make me look stupid or crazy by telling me to call in and this is what they're talking about. I have no idea. I don't know. But like I said, I appreciate the fact that they took my call. They took it quickly. They put me on the air. And they heard me out for the most part. What I don't appreciate is being hung up on like that. I understand you want to clarify the fact, but the fact of the matter is you don't want to talk about what I've got to say. Granted, you like to vet things, which is fine. Which is why I suggested you go to acapnews.com, acapnews.com, and look up Kroger branded trafficking. Search for that and read that. Vet that through. And if you don't agree with the information there, I don't know what to tell you. So we're going to listen to what I called in and said. And you're going to see how he is right. But, I mean, the question kind of becomes, is Alaska a third world country? Because, you know, keep in mind it's not its own country. But also keep in mind that USA is not its own country. It's a nation. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to stretch the truth or anything. I mean, I just want you to keep in mind a couple things. If you've ever been to Alaska and I'm not talking about, like, huge city like Anchorage. I'm talking about little valleys like Juneau. It's like a third world country. They are stuck in the past. They live very outdated lives. They're lucky to have high-speed internet and cell phone towers. Like, you don't understand. Some of these villages are so small, they only have one stop sign. So, it kind of is like a third world country type of deal there. You know what I mean? Things are very unspoken. They don't like to call the police. You know, and you know, I'm saying this at risk of like promoting this to traffickers from what's coming out of my mouth. You understand? Because I don't. It's bad enough there already. Cops are corrupt. It's bad enough. But what I'm saying is that. So yeah, the military's out there. They are raping women. Like it's going down in Juneau, and. I'm also saying this at risk of quote-unquote bashing the military. Now, I'm not bashing the military. I'm bashing the corrupt people in the military that choose to go out of their way to do this. To put these corrupt policemen in place and encourage people like Ed Mercer, who was the chief of police of Juneau, to not do anything about it, which is called gross neglect. But like I said, without further ado, we're going to listen to what I called in and talked about.
Hi, Chance. You're on.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going well.
So, you guys were talking about trafficking in Juneau, and I did a two-year investigation, which it was started out about the Las Vegas shooting, and I started getting a lot of flack back from it, and I didn't understand that it was tied to Alaska somehow. And the harassment got really crazy. I started getting harassed by Mike Mercer, who is the son of Ed Mercer, and everybody knows him as the chief of police for Juneau. And I mean, it's still to this day, and keep in mind that happened like back in 2017, and still to this day, they will harass me. They send me emails talking about they stole my blood and all types of crazy things. And never mind that, that's not the important thing. The important thing is what I found out about Juno. I found out that they were human trafficking Native children, and it seemed like some of the Natives were even involved. Like, I'm sorry, it makes me sick to think about this. But it started out as I found this little girl who was unattended. Like, the mom just started walking away from it, and it just seemed weird, and I stopped dead in my tracks. And I'm just staring at this little girl like, is she going to go back for her daughter? Did she just not notice that she left her by the front door?
So let me ask you something, Chance. The things that you're leveling at some of these people are pretty serious allegations. Are you in law enforcement, or were in law enforcement? I mean, what's your...
Well, I was running for sheriff of Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And so it got to where I couldn't be on the ballot because of technicalities, and so I took it at face value, and I was like, well, you know what? I'm not happy with the things that happened in Vegas, so I'm going to run anyways. And so that's what happened with that. And even though I knew I couldn't win, even though I technically couldn't win, I was like, I'm going to win anyways.
So you were using it as an opportunity to try to get information.
What do you mean?
Well, you're doing an investigation. I don't know where you got the idea we were talking about trafficking in Juno.
I don't know. Somebody had told me that they were listening to your station, and you guys had read a report from somebody that had
the
military.
Well, yeah, but that was something that a legislator said.
Or I don't know what all was said. I just kind of got the nutshell of that.
Okay, well, no, whoever told you got it wrong, so. I appreciate the call. Thanks, Chance.
Cool.
All right. Again, if you're going to call the show, and I mean, I'm not trying to get on anybody, and Chance sounds like a very nice fellow, you should listen yourself, because otherwise you're going to have problems. I mean, Crash, did you get any impression that we were talking about trafficking?
No.
So, I have no idea where anybody
well,
got
to be fair, when you and Wev were talking, I was on the phone, so I didn't really know what was going on before. A lot of times when I'm in here and the conversation's going on the show, like right now, the phone's ringing right now, I can't. Sometimes there's a five-minute clip where I'm not really listening. But no, right. We weren't talking about that.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, perhaps.
No,
I wanted to hear what he had to say, but it was like trafficking. No, we hadn't said that. So.
Well, what do you think rape is in third world countries? I mean, that's not trafficking? Or, I mean, is it just isolated rape? I mean, I understand that you don't think it has to do with trafficking, and the word trafficking wasn't involved. But what do you think happened to these people? Do you think that, like, just trafficking in third world countries doesn't exist? You think that it's just rape? Like, I mean, I'm not knocking you, but I am questioning, like what do you think goes on in these third world countries? What do you think is going on in Juno? I mean, do you think that trafficking doesn't exist in Juno? And I mean, these are just questions. I'm just asking questions here, because I'm telling you straight up, it's happening in Juno. I know it's happening in Juno. I know for a fact it's happening in Juno. The White House knows for a fact that it's happening all over the world. You cannot go to a place without it going on, seeing it going on around you. High traffic areas, they're the HIDA. You know, there's been staff from the White House that goes around talking about this on national television. So yeah, it exists. It's there. You can't deny it. Don't deny it. Don't laugh at it. It's not funny. As I said in my segment, it makes me sick to even think about it, much less talk about it and say it out loud. It's bad enough, you know? It's bad enough. Like, don't make it any worse by laughing at it, mocking it, denying it. And granted, you didn't get on anybody about it, but still, I mean, like, you're gonna have to tread real carefully with what you're saying about what I just said. Because you hung up on me. You know what I'm saying? you hung up on me in the middle of talking about child trafficking in Juneau. I want that to really, really sink in. This man hung up on me in the middle of talking about child trafficking in Juneau. And it's not that he just hung up on me. It's the fact that he interrupted what I was saying, right? Because it got a little too specific. It got a little too into detail and started revealing what was going on. So, I mean, really think about that. Really think about that. If you think trafficking down here in the lower 48 is bad, go up to Alaska, go to Juneau, go to these places, and you'll see. I mean, it's not hard to find. It's right there in your face. You can't deny that it's going on. You can't steer away from the fact that it's going on. Child trafficking is happening in Juneau right out of the Kroger store, which is called Fred Meyer. In Alaska, it's the size of a Walmart, Super Walmart. So it's like a Super Kroger, right? But they call it Fred Meyer up there. So if you've been to Alaska, you know what kind of store I'm talking about. You've been to Walmart, you know how I'm talking about it. Because the Walmart out there straight up closed down. People were running scams out of Walmart so bad that they just closed it down. They were like, forget about this. People were getting away with free TVs, all types of things. That's how, and I'm trying to burn into your mind how corrupt Juneau really is. And now, keep in mind, there's a difference between a biker gang and a biker club, right? Of course, just like there's a difference between a car gang and a car club. A boys gang and a boys club. At what point does it become a gang instead of a club? That's what you really got to ask yourself. Well, what are they doing? Are they doing gang activity? Are they wearing all the same colors? Are they representing their crew? That's pretty funny. Because now they may not wear all the same colors, but the politicians do. They rep their area. They rep where they're from. So with that said, we're gonna talk about Lisa Murkowski and her set repping. The Arctic Circle, that's her set. She just wants to talk about all types of things to do with the Arctic Circle. She goes around the whole world with the Arctic Circle and promotes it. And I'm going to allege that at the same time, she's doing the human trafficking. I mean, why does she need to go all over the world talking about the Arctic Circle? Why does an American politician with a group called the Arctic Circle, which she is heavily involved in, with Alice Rogoff, you know, how does she justify going across the whole world talking about this? It makes no sense. I mean, like, hello, am I the only one here saying that this makes no sense? Like, let me give you an idea on who Alice Rogoff is. Alice Rogoff and Obama have a tea party. Like, that's a real thing. They had their little tea party at Alice Rogoff's house while he was in Alaska, out of all places, on official presidential business, on presidential time, White House time, taxpayer time, using taxpayer money to go to her house. Are you hearing me? To go to her house and dig his grave even further. You understand? Why does the president go to somebody's house and have a tea party, so to speak? You understand me? What business does he possibly have with Alice Rogoff, who has gone bankrupt? She went bankrupt at one point. It's crazy, right? Like, what I'm telling you is crazy. I'm not crazy. It doesn't really happen. It's just crazy. I mean, they even take this Arctic Circle They've got an Arctic Circle Weather Center news channel, some crap like that, right? Like, I don't know everything about this. I'm just trying to get some of the word out there. But, you know, they even take this Arctic Circle crap to Africa. What has this got to do with Africa and Africans? Is the African exploitation kind of making sense now with the whole coronavirus, the COVID-19 immunity injection scare, blah, 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 blah? Like, they're testing people in Africa. Like, is that making sense yet? Is there exploitation of those types of people in that type of country making sense to you yet? Alice Rogoff owned a place called Alaska House, New York, in Manhattan. It was an art gallery. From what I understand, that went bankrupt when she went bankrupt, either before or after. You know, and she was married to David Rubenstein. Who is that? Go and do your research. David Rubenstein. They were married for 37 years, apparently. And so, like, the Alaska House, New York, closed, and she went bankrupt. Murkowski was at the grand opening. Ghislaine Maxwell was there. You know, and it was about what the house, the Alaska House, New York Art Museum, whatever it was about, was they had 120 artists. Were they 120 artists, or were they 120 servants? You know, let me tell you where it was in Manhattan, right down the street from the Epstein Mansion, from what I understand. But keep in mind, I know nothing about this. I'm just now hearing about this. Like, this is all crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, at this point, like, I don't even want to vet this crap. I don't want to look into it. I'm tired of looking into this, dude. Like, I want to break down and cry. I hate the fact of what is going on. Has gone on for centuries. I don't like this. I don't like the Roman takeover and enslavement of people. Alice Rogoff actually owned something else called the Anchorage Daily News, or the ADN, which that was a propaganda machine within itself. And they also went out of business. But she still hit a million out of it, from what I understand. You know. But you want to go and look and see what's on Anchorage Daily News? Well, now you have to pay to see whatever they've written that's sitting in their archive. Make sense? It's crazy, man. Crazy. So, you know, Murkowski's, I'm just going to call it Murkowski's. Murkowski and Alice Rogoff. Their Arctic Circle, the logo, it says Arctic Circle, and surrounded by that is six humans holding hands inside a circle with their feet meeting in the middle of the circle and their heads meeting the end of the circle. But they're joined hands, right? And so they're blasting the number six right there. I'm sure they found a way to make it the triple six. But I mean, like, they're really doing that. Like it's right there in your face. In your face, it's right there. But what they're focusing on right now is, and I mean, all they talk about is opening the ports in Nome, Alaska. Nome, Alaska, Nome, Alaska. What's going on in Nome, Alaska? Why do they want to open a port in Nome, Alaska so bad that this has become the focus of the whole Arctic Circle? Other than breaking the ice in the water so they can travel. They say, oh, well, Russia's got one. Russia's got an icebreaker. Where? Well, what do you want? What are you trying to transport? Human trafficking victims? Huh, Murkowski? Huh, Rogoff? That's a serious question. What do you want to transport so bad? I mean, there's even rumors of an alleged airship that they're working on just to get over this ice and stuff like that. Speaking of ice, let's talk about the president of Iceland, who I'm sure they've been in cahoots with this whole time. He's suddenly stepped down as the president of Iceland for 20 years. He's just suddenly stopped and stepped down and walked away from it. You've got to wonder why. Why suddenly? Why all of a sudden did he just say, you know what? Forget this. I'm not doing this no more. I'm out. Peace. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? You know, Tom Hanks, because we've been talking about him recently in the previous podcast. Go back and listen. Him moving to Greece, you know, and then turning around and starting a pedophilia movement while he's there? I don't understand. I thought he was dead. So what's the deal? Is he alive or dead? Like, do you want me to just keep going on about that controversy forever? Like, just tell us. Just tell us. Release the news. The storm is upon us. Release the news. My fellow Americans, the storm has been upon us. Release the news. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. Release the reports. Release the news. Quit playing with us. Quit playing with us. Because while you're trying to play with us, people are really out there still doing all this. Still raping kids. You know what's even worse about all this? Is that some of these people are abusing, molesting, and raping special needs kids. Because how are they going to articulate what happened? Who's going to believe them when all they can say is a handful of words that which none of them can describe what happened to them? And they'll try to tell you, and you want to understand them so bad, these special needs kids. You want to understand them so bad, but you can't. Secretly, you know what I'm saying? You know what they're trying to say, but they can't come right out and just tell you. And this is a pandemic. This is an epidemic. This is something really going on that's affecting a lot of us. Because you're seeing these, like, you are witnessing these people who are watching special needs kids cover it up. Just like the abuse of elderly, just like the abuse of children. Who's gonna believe them? Oh, they're just old and senile. Oh, they're too young to know. They're just talking a bunch of crap. It's sick, dude. It's sick. Like, I mean, we've got videos of elderly in... I'm sorry, dude. We've got videos of the elderly in their nursing home beds. And the people who are supposed to be nursing them are beating them. And I'm not talking about just beating them. Beating the crap out of them. Beating them up. Punching them in the face multiple times. Punching them in the stomach, in the ribs. And I mean, there's one of the videos I seen, it was a big black dude. A huge African-American fellow. One who can easily overpower, I'm sure, lots of people at one time. This guy should know better. I'm not race dividing. I'm not trying to call out one color over the other. This is just the video that I saw. Because face it, any one of y'all in a nursing home could be doing that. Any one of y'all could be guilty of that. All of y'all could be guilty of that. Or some of y'all could be guilty of that. No matter what race or color you are, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're doing that, You will get what's coming to you. Somebody's gonna find out, or somebody will subconsciously know, and something will happen because of that. And do you know who's going to make sure that it happens? God. Jabah? Not Yahweh. That doesn't exist. It's not how you say it. God will strike you down. God will pay you back. Do you think karma doesn't exist? God created it. God learned how to turn the tables since before you were a thought. Since before you were ever conceived, God knew you. And God knows what you're doing. And God, in divine time, will strike you down. He will sweep thy hand across when the time is right. When you're ready. Oh, you're not ready yet? You're gonna keep doing it? Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Cool. Not. I'm just, you know, I had grandparents in the nursing home, and I was there one time in the hospice, and you'd think that they'd rock and cradle these people to death, you know what I mean? But they don't. They just send them there as quickly as possible. You know, and you can tell these people, they you know, some of them don't want to die. Some of them are trying to, and now they seem senile because they're getting out of bed trying to do things that, like, dude, you're in hospice, like, you know, you shouldn't be having to turn the oven off so the house doesn't burn down, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know? But yeah, this is a serious issue. Like, our people who cannot defend themselves must be defended. We've got to come out in defense for these people. We've got to speak out against this abuse. This is a worldwide scale. And the world isn't that big. The land, the ground to cover is not that vast. It's not a huge, big, stupid globe like you think it is. It is a circle from what I understand, but it's not a globe. I don't know about it being flat, so to speak, but it goes straight across as far as the eye can see. Granted, there are mountains and whatnot. See, I do not believe the lands pushing away from each other. I do not believe the lands were all one. I mean, that's just what I believe, right? I don't believe that the earth is moving. I don't believe in quote-unquote earthquakes. I do believe in erosion, right? But I don't believe that the way the mountains were made was that the plates pushed together. That's bullcrap. So why are the plates pushing together if they're pulling away? I mean, like, how do you know it wasn't a bunch of rocks? You know, nobody knows. Nobody knows this. And so for people to sit around and pretend to know this, because they're a scientist and this and that, like, how do you know? Show us. If you cannot show us, like, you cannot show us how you reached the hypothesis of the COVID-19 virus that you say is a virus, that turns out it scientifically doesn't exist yet, still to this day. And if it does, I'm not seeing any proof. You know, if you can't show us, kindly sit down and shut your mouth. Seriously. Seriously. I mean, you think I'm kidding? Because you're going around talking about this said virus as if you know everything about it. As if you're the scientist that came up with the cure. Like, you came up with the cure because you measured the virus. You studied the virus. Did you study the virus? Or did you study the news? Or do you know that it's not existent, non-existent? And you're choosing to just help them with their cause. And by them, I mean the corrupt politicians involved who are treating this, what do you call it? What? How do you say? They're treating this quote-unquote pandemic as if it's something like they're gonna ground you with. Like we're all grounded. Yep, do you understand? Like y'all are being bad. You keep complaining about this, I'll give you 3 more weeks of it. You know what I mean? Like, are you grasping the fact of what I wear a mask? Oh, you're so selfish, you're going out without a mask on? Like, no, I'm not selfish. I'm probably one of the most unselfish people that you'll meet. I've driven myself into the poorhouse because of how unselfish I am. I'm so unselfish that I'm not cheating on the Federal Election Commission reports. I'm so unselfish that I have trouble even asking for donations. Do you understand me? People want to give my donate to my campaign, fine. But this podcast isn't about me. This isn't about my campaign. What this is about is the message that I'm trying to get across to you. Child trafficking exists. The rape and abuse of elderly, the young, and special needs, this is a real deal. These people are vulnerable. These people who need help are vulnerable. You can't just send a kid to a camp and expect that child to come back all fine and hunky-dory. You're not there to make sure it happens. Granted, you don't want to be a helicopter parent,
right?
But at the same time, hello, that's your kid. That's your special needs family member. That's your elderly family member. That's your dad or mom or grandpa or uncle or aunt. That's your family. And the fact that some of y'all don't go to visit them in the nursing home, imagine if you were stuck in a place that's like jail, where you can't leave the premises. You can only go to the common area. You can't decide what you want to eat. You're given it. You're told what to do, when to do it, where to do it, for the most part. You get things like cigarettes brought to you by people, snacks brought to you by people. Sometimes you get to go out for a visit. Like, you know what? Hey, I'm taking my grandma out to eat. You know? But these places are ran like jails, and you don't go and visit them? You just stick them in this place? And you don't care? Wow. You are a sad, sadistic, sick person. Did you know that that person, given the opportunity, they'd probably come and visit you? You know? But no, we can't be in the nursing homes now because of this pandemic, scamdemic. And meanwhile, they're murdering your family members. You heard me right. They are murdering your family members. But hey, that's all right. That's okay with you. You don't care? Because what, they beat you? When you were a kid, they spank you? Are you mad? What's your excuse? What is your excuse for not acting like a decent human being? Do you know what God said? God said, forgive them. Forgive them. Now, that doesn't mean forget what happened. That doesn't mean that it's okay that they did what they did. But forgive them. They are in their old age. They can no longer do this to you. You have no excuse to take care of the elderly, to take care of the defenseless, to take care of your children, to take care of your special needs child. You can't just ship them off. You gotta be a lot more careful.